Senior Sunday, you never know what you're going to get. I was going to say, these seniors are probably number one in your heart, but I got to change that right now. And in fact, as we're talking about the seniors, I'd like to invite them up to the stage right now. If you've got one of our high school seniors, come and join me. Yes, there they go. I want to fill out that front row first. Let me start with Philippians chapter 3, verses 14, 15, and 16. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Good morning, seniors, and good morning, church. I want to tell you a little bit about why I have our senior class up in front of us, but before we do that, I'd like to start with a phrase. A long time ago in an office not so far away, this happened. Ladies and gentlemen and dear children, this photo was taken on June 4th, 2017. Some of the class of 2023, the high school graduates, we've said goodbye to some of those faces and hello to others. But as you can see on the stage before you, these are a true measure of genuine love for Christ, a testament for his love of diversity, and once you get to know some of our seniors, his stunning sense of humor. I asked the members of the class of 2023 to join me as a class because there's safety in numbers. And with the promise not to cold call them about some of the questions that I asked for them to answer ahead of time, but to have to be up here this morning, they're not merely window dressing. They are here because they are here. And a testament for what they know and believe in their faith in Christ. Boy, we're going to have a hard time getting through this. That was early. Excuse me. You have heard it said that there are a lot of generalizations about being a teenager. They are aloof, self-serving, negative, and rude. But I tell you that you have a truly special representation of what it means to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. These students have persevered through extraordinary circumstances. They show up in the fourth quarter and get their work done. They show who Christ is. They show who Christ is in a crisis. Three questions I pose to them for them to meditate on and to answer, and I'm going to share those with you today. And especially for those of you who care for them, who love them, and also who may have little ones that are not here yet. A lot of you have said, we want to hear from the seniors. And so through my voice, I'm going to tell you some of the things that they answered and allow them, if they'd like to clarify some of their answers, they can do that, but no pressure. I'll read the questions and share some insight again for you. So question one was, how has the student ministry been formative for your spirituality? Sometimes we can think our students are here under duress, but these students are here because they understand the divine. Some of the answers that they gave me, the student ministry is about building and growing friendships with people, especially those that they'll keep past their time in the youth group. Student ministry allows for an amazing learning and growing experience that creates long-lasting friendships and a stronger relationship with Christ. The student ministry also helped me prepare for life with Christ after high school. The student ministry has been formative for my spiritual and my other growth, encouraging me to become educated in the Word and providing opportunities to identify and find my spiritual gifts, gifts that I can use after high school. It showed me a sense of community in Christ and what it means to represent Christ without any judgment or hate, but rather with love, inclusiveness, and service. The student ministry has challenged me spiritually and socially and helped me to grow in both of those areas with all the questions and discussions about faith and the numerous activities and events that we have. While having fun and meeting people is good, the friends and mentors that Fairfax Student Ministry has given me has kept me conscious in my faith and has been a good source of community that encourages and supports me in my relationships with Christ. Student ministry has given me the chance to dive into interesting and challenging topics. And growing up in the youth group has definitely solidified my confidence in giving me mentors to turn to and friends from which to grow and study. And these mentors inspire me to deepen my faith with questions and studies in the Bible, while friends allow me to study with them, learn with them, and our friendship has grown how God will always put, has shown me how God will always put the right people in your life. So I was thinking about the 12 apostles. I was thinking about that ragtag group that Jesus put together. There are a number, they came from all different sorts of areas. They all had all different types of personalities. And as you can see up here, we do have a special 12 as well. From all over, a bunch of diversity here, but a lot of different personalities. But they meld so well because Christ is in this group. Not only in this group, but in the student ministry. They've set such an example for those that are coming after them. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And so I hope that as we go through today, just a few more things, that some of you, even with young children that are coming up in the youth group, especially yours truly, who has one that's coming up in an hour. My son Max will be in the youth group unofficially in about 30 minutes. So we can all learn from that. Question two. Actually, I'll ask, would anyone like to clarify on those on that first question? Okay, good. All right. Prepare for pause and prepare for shaking the head no. Good. All right. We're on schedule. Question two was, how would you tell parents of younger kids about what their kids have to look forward to in student ministry? And so some of our students answered, being in the student ministry has created motivation to go out and show Christ, like Christ-like behaviors in their everyday life. The fun activities, the friendships you make, a place where you can find people to talk to and learn and ask questions. The student ministry provided for a bunch of fun activities and classes that will help your child grow spiritually, including service opportunities and mission trips. And I thought that was an interesting one because where can you find a lot of times where you're learning that classes are actually fun? It is a testament to you as teachers and to you as mentors that you have brought, that you were able to bring all of that together in classes that they can take and learn from. One person said, you have a group to look forward to. I thought I might only stay in my friendships that I had with previous friends, but going to 99% of the youth group events has broadened my friendships. I talk to young kids and keep up with students that have already graduated. My confidence and my faith are strengthened. Another one said, save yourselves and your parents trouble by behaving and always seeking God. God saw that, and he's always there for you. And finally, Psalm 126:3 says, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. These students are filled with so much joy, sometimes too much joy for me to handle by one person. But they're filled with joy, and they love being together. They love imparting not only wisdom on those, but learning from those who've come before them and imparting wisdom to those after them as well. That is a testament to who they are and why I wanted you to see them and hear from them, even if it's in my own voice this morning. Question three was, what are some of the tools, thoughts, advice that you have received from mentors that have given you to take beyond high school? The advice I've been given is to enjoy every moment that comes by as it comes by quickly, which is something I will definitely take past high school. I want to take every opportunity given to me because these opportunities that we have may never come again with the people that I'm surrounded with. Mentors have opened up a wisdom of the word. Two statements that have been repeated to me is that no one expects you to be perfect, and not everyone is looking at you at all the time. Both of those statements have encouraged me to dive deeper into introspection and to try to see my life as Christ sees me, beautifully and wonderfully made. Your hard work and your attitude will be noticed by people, even if they don't say it. So always be respectful. To explore what goodness, one of the elements of the fruit of the Spirit, really means. And this student accessed or talked about the brothers Karamazov, or the brothers Karamazov. I still am trying to figure out which one pronunciation that is. But talking about what is goodness. And don't take things for granted. Enjoy every moment, having gratitude and an understanding heart towards those around you. Trust that God is using every good and not so good event for you. It's difficult to realize in the moment, but God is writing your story. Proverbs 3:1-3, my child, never forget these things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep in your heart. And that's what these students, I think, have done really well. Not only have they written things that'll be talked about for a long, long time, but they'll take things that are important to them and take things to go into their future, wherever they may go in their final endeavors and their endeavors beyond being here. We're concluding with this passage from Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one he will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. The Lord loves you all. And I thank you for giving me the pleasure of being amongst you, to being able to teach you, but for you being able to teach me as well. I really appreciate what you guys bring to the table. Even if it wasn't something that I expected, you always kept me on my toes, and I really appreciate looking up to you in more ways than one. Ladies and gentlemen, the class of 2023 high school students. It's evident that I have just a little bit more work to do. I want to invite all of the Fairfax Student Ministry, if you're in high school or junior high, to come on up. I want you to surround our seniors, and then we'll say a prayer, and then we will be done with this part of worship. So if you'd like to, Fairfax Student Ministry, come on up. Let's surround them. And as you can see, this is a strong legacy that God has put here, and it's through you all that this has happened, and it will continue to happen as we keep going, and as we've been blessed to have this many students here. Let's pray. Lord, as we take this time during this Senior Sunday, not only do we reflect on the accomplishments of our seniors, but we reflect on the gifts that you've given all of our student ministry, for those past, for those present, and for those to come. We thank you so much for what we can see in these students. They know that they are not perfect. They know that they have a lot of work to do. But they also know that it's not about them, that it's about you. I thank you for all of us who've been able to watch them grow, to watch what they've done, to take their time, their efforts, and to do the things that you put on their hearts. And it's not necessarily saying goodbye to them at this point, but we wish them well, and we know that we want to remind them that we will be here for them as you are always here for them as well. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, the Fairfax Student Ministry, and especially our students, our seniors, for the class of 2023, please give them applause once more. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, you guys can return to your seats. Thank you.